Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Shereen Langan.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's our pleasure.
So can you just tell me a little bit about this event and how it came about?
Well, basically, I work in the arts. I'm a writer and an actor, and I got some funding from Dublin City Council. So I was creating a piece of theatre around the whole issue of menopause in young women and women my own age, because I was going through it. And I just randomly bumped into Faye in a pub after an event that I was reading at. And she suggested to me, well, why don't you do an event night around the topic as well as writing this piece of theatre? So it kind of took off from there, and we'd never met each other before, but we've been planning it since.
I had seen Noelle in the new theatre, and afterwards we were having a drink, and you were talking so openly and so passionately.
Yes.
It's such strength about it. And I just realised I knew nothing about menopause. Nothing. No, I'd never had a conversation about it, and my own family and women in my family were so private about it. And I was just couldn't take my eyes off her when she was talking about it. And I had done events in the past around feminism and women's issues, and I just thought, yeah, let's do something together.
So that's
when you say like women in your family are private about it, like I'm only assuming here, like, is there almost like, do women feel an element of shame or something when they go through menopause, or why are we so private about it?
I think it is shame, and it's that the negativity that you get, you know, when you start to Google online and look at symptoms, look at everything, there's nothing positive in there, and there are positive aspects to it, and that's from my own side from going through it. But I looked at my mum's generation, and there was a shame about it. Nobody spoke about it, yet everybody knew something was going on with her mood, with stuff, you know, in her body. There was stuff going on, and I think women are still carrying that shame. And it kind of startled me that in 2019 that's still an issue. I talked to a lot of women, as many people as I could, about it, but it was hard to find someone my own age who would talk about it, what they'd been through. The only person who would talk to me was a young woman who had experienced early menopause after surgery, and she had no one to talk to either. And it just bothered me intensely that there still is this element of shame around it. And I felt ashamed, you know what I mean, when I started to tell people I'm doing a piece about menopause, you know. And I thought, no, you're really going to have to like almost come out about this and say, I'm in menopause, I'm making a piece of theatre about it, because a lot of women don't want to talk about it, and society has kind of cast a sort of a veil over it. And I think it's very dangerous. And every woman I've met has said, I feel terribly isolated around it and on my own trying to deal with it. And it's the one thing where you have to, as you're going through it, you're trying to learn how to cope with it. You know what I mean? So that's not a good thing. It's not a healthy thing, as well as everything else that's going on in your body.
Yeah, no, 100%. So what would be kind of like the average age that this, like, is there an average age that menopause comes on?
Well, it's perimenopause can take place about 5 to even 10 years before you actually go into menopause. 5 to 8 years, say, after the end of your periods, basically. A year after that, you're actually in post-menopause.
So it's only one day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which I only found out.
I only found out
as well.
I always got in menopause. I was like, no, you're in post-menopause.
So wait, sorry, what? Sorry, I'm
know,
so confused. So for 5 to 10 years, I could be getting ready for menopause.
You could. You've been perimenopause. Yeah, which is a long time. And now it's not, you know, it's not debilitating, but you do kind of get things that go, ooh, what the hell is that? Ooh.
So menopause is like the anniversary of your last period, right?
Yeah.
It's like 1 year.
Yeah. That's so sad when you put it like that, the anniversary.
Yeah, that's how I'm.
But you don't miss the periods, even despite the symptoms of the menopause. The one thing you don't miss the periods, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. And then afterwards you go into post-menopause.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
So are there different symptoms for each like stage?
Yeah, I mean, the symptoms probably increase when you're in post-menopause. Sometimes they don't. You know what I mean? It can, during perimenopause, some people can have a bad perimenopause as well. And every woman is different. Some people have loads of symptoms. Some people don't have it at all. And you want to kill those people, actually, because they go, when I talk to them and I go, and did you have this? And they go, no, no symptoms at all.
No.
So it's different for every woman. But certainly, you know, the symptoms that you see online, you get some or all of them. Or none of them. It depends on your body, on your, you know, just who you are or how you are physiologically.
And like, what would some of those symptoms be? Are they similar to when you're getting your period? Because I know that.
The mood, you know, the PMT kind of mood thing is there. The hot flushes are there. The one that keeps getting missed, and that was the one that I realized that I was post-menopause. My periods had stopped, but I didn't have lots of symptoms. And then suddenly they started, was anxiety. And that's not recognized. And that's the really scary one for women, because you think you're actually losing your mind. And I did. And then I had a blood test eventually. And it was, well, there's no estrogen left, basically. So that's what happens. You get this anxiety. Now, it goes away. It can dip according to your hormones going up and down. But that can be a very debilitating symptom for women who can't leave the house, or they're, you know, they feel depressed or whatever. And it's those kind of ones that can be very difficult to deal with, you know.
Okay. So then, would that be kind of similar? Sorry, I'm trying to relate it back to something that, like, obviously, like, maybe like a younger audience or someone that hasn't experienced menopause. Mm. Would that be kind of almost similar to when you're due your period and your anxiety goes through the roof? So yeah. It's kind of like that, but for an extended period of time.
And you're sleepy and you don't have a lot of energy and you're a bit kind of cloudy in your head and stuff like that. It's not constant, but it, you know, the things can trigger it, like sugar or caffeine and all that kind of thing. But it's very similar. It's very similar to PMT, I think, you know.
Yeah, okay. No, oh my God. It's, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I never knew any of this. It's absolutely mad. And then, is there anything people can do to, I don't know, to prepare for menopause?
I think information is the main thing, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
I think it's not being isolated, right?
It is. And also just looking, you know, making changes in your lifestyle, you know what I mean? Just looking at health, getting healthy, I suppose. But I think the main problem is that young women's hormones levels are not being checked. And there's been a lot of women I've met who were misdiagnosed. And they were in menopause, you know what I mean? They were perimenopausal and then postmenopause. And it wasn't being recognized. They were just, you know, they didn't know what was going on in their bodies. They were still getting periods kind of, you know, on and off, and all sorts of diagnoses were given. But it was menopause. And I think that's scary, you know, that it's not being diagnosed in the way it should.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I suppose, like, if you are in any sort of partnership, or even if you have kids, it could probably be very hard for a man to deal with that as well, I suppose.
It is.
Especially if you're saying a lot of women aren't kind of like forthcoming about us and they don't understand what's happening. Have you ever spoken to any men who have been like, yeah, like my wife or girlfriend went through that and I didn't know how to handle this?
Yeah, I have actually. I've met quite a few. And I know just talking to Loretta Dignam in the Menopause Hub and stuff, she would deal with a lot of partners of people who come in as well. And the men are brought in to help to understand what's going on for a woman. You know what I mean? It's very common because they don't understand the change in their partner.
Yeah. Oh my God. And that early menopause thing, that really like struck a chord with me when you said that, because honestly, I never knew that was like a possibility that could happen. Is it common for it to happen?
It is, yeah. I mean, it could be genetic, or it could be, you know, because of treatment or something like that. But it's fairly common. And it's the misdiagnosis that creates the real trouble for women, you know what I mean? Because they spend years trying to figure out what's going on and until it's actually recognised.
Of course.
And the misdiagnosis of things like putting someone on antidepressants because of their symptoms and just not listening to people properly. And, you know, the idea of like the stigma surrounding it, and the idea of that your sexuality is going to expire, that, you know, your femininity is going to expire, which is completely untrue. But I suppose in our Western culture and society, you know, women are very misrepresented, you know, especially in the media and stuff like that. So I think it's really important to talk about.
Yeah, no, 100%. Because I'm just thinking as well, if you are planning to have a family of any sort, is there... Like I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Is in like, if I'm preparing to have a family, is there any way to know when you may kick into menopause? Like, I know you're saying about blood tests and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, there are blood tests, but they have to be very specific. And the fact is, hormones are all over the place. You know what I mean? Until you're really in the symptom stage, as far as I'm aware. I'm not a medical expert by any means. I'm only going on people I've spoken to, essentially, and my own experience. But there are very specific blood tests. They won't show up in all blood tests. You know, I had my blood checked a couple of times, but it wasn't apparent until the estrogen had completely dropped. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but there is a very specific blood test that you can have that can give you, you know, pinpoint of where you're at in terms of it. But I know there are, you can have your hormone levels checked, you know what I mean, as a young woman as well. But it's not common enough really to make a difference, I think.
Okay, and so what can people expect with this event if they pop along?
Well, it's going to be really informative. We have a really great panel of like different speakers that have gone through different experiences personally and that work in different areas. You know, we have a medical expert. Donal O'Shea is one of the only two people in the country, a consultant who gives hormone treatments to people, transgender people, and works with HRT. So that's the drug that most people are prescribed when they go through the menopause. And on top of that, I suppose it's just like we want to break the stigma and empower people and just open the conversation. It's not something to be afraid of. It's not something to be, you know, to fear menopause. You know, it should just be, it's one third of a woman's life. Do you know what I mean? That's a big chunk of your life. So for us, it's just about, you know, opening the conversation up and taking the shadow off of it. And also there'll be great theatre provided by Noel.
I mean, it'll be good fun as well. It's not going to be all doom and gloom. Oh my God, just sitting there talking about our hot flushes and, you know, what did I come in here for? Sort of thing. It will be good crack, and we've got music and DJs and everything. But also I think it's about just lifting, just having the conversation, just saying it out loud, and informing women what's going on. And I think it'll be a great night, and I think it's open to women of all ages and men.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
like, you know, that's one of the most important things is that, like, me and Noelle are obviously at two different stages of womanhood, but that, you know, it's integral that everybody's involved in the conversation, and it's about bringing generations together and having the crack.
Yeah.
Amazing. So if people want to get tickets to Pop Day, where can they head over to?
So you can go onto the Sugar Club website. The event is called Kanenki, which is the Japanese word for renewal
of life.
So we wanted
that's
to go
Japanese menopause, renewal of life. They see it in a very positive way.
Yeah. So our event is kind of menopause unmasked. So if you're looking for tickets, you can head over to the Sugar Club website and they'll be available, and the event is on the 1st of August. Doors are 7:30 and the tickets are 12 euro 50.
Okay, and then obviously
and all proceeds are going to the Irish Cancer Research.
So all proceeds are for the Irish Association of All the proceeds are for the Irish Association for Cancer Research. It's a really worthy cause. So there's a thing called the Patient's Voice, which is kind of all the money's going directly to that. So it'll be probably a talk or a class dealing with people who are going through menopause due to cancer, or, you know, something along those lines.
Great. So. Amazing. Thank you so much for popping in.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Shereen Langan.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.